I was going to be awake the whole time. You're still going to hear all that drilling and all that yanking and breaking. And that's not how I want it to be. And I especially don't want to spend this money to have that memory.
Today, I have two people who reveal how they conquered their fear of dental implant surgery.
I'm here to tell you the truth.
And they'll answer questions directly from you. Was there a specific moment where you were like, I need to get something done now. I can't wait any longer. And I need to push past the fears of surgery.
I was at this banquet and the steak was so bad that I couldn't chew it. I was sitting there thinking to myself, holy jeez, I'm either going to have to spit this out, which you don't want to do because everybody's looking at you, or I'm going to have to try to swallow it whole.
Oh my goodness.
And then I'm going to fall on the floor because I'm going to be choking and these people are going to have to come up here and do whatever, you know, kick me in the ribs or whatever to make save my life. I was like, I got to do something.
My teeth were actually rotting out of my mouth. So I knew that I didn't want dentures. I knew that was an option for me because I knew I was going to have everything ripped out of my mouth. I had so many infections for so many years that the infections ate away at the bone and it caused not bone loss, but bone density issues for me. They told me that, you know, Sean, you are a candidate, but you do need to do something quick.
So how did you end up finding a place to get your dental implant procedure done?
I went back to one of the places of the seven that I had visited, and I was going to sign the papers. And I'd been seeing videos and stuff about Nuvia, and I was sitting there fixing some papers, and I asked them a question about what they're going to do to me while I'm waiting 10 months to get a permanent set. And they run out and show me this little thing. They said, we're going to take a X-Acto knife, and we're going to cut this, and we're going to screw some holes through it, and we're going to stick it up in there without measuring, without doing anything. I was going to be awake the whole time. They were going to give me a cocktail and some pills, I guess, and somebody's hand to hold. And trust me, I'd have needed somebody's hand to hold. Because you're still going to hear all that drilling and all that yanking and breaking and all that stuff. And that's just not what I wanted. That's not how I wanted to be. And I especially don't want to spend this money to have that memory. I said, you know what? Let me take this piece of paper, this contract, show my wife, everything. And I walked out the door. I called Nuvia. It's pouring down rain. I said, hey, can I get a freaking appointment with y'all? They said, can you be here by noon? I said, I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I drove over there. It's totally different. So whenever they said they were going to put me out, I was so happy. I was like, it's worth every penny of the difference. So let's do it.
And not waiting the, like, up to 10 months period,
10 months.
Actually going back in 24 hours after to get your permanent set.
You already hate going in the first place. Now they're like, oh, here you go. And then we want you to think about it for 10 more months, you know, that you're going to come back again.
I booked a consultation. They got me right in for a consultation. And when you walk up inside and you open the front door and walk inside, you're greeted with all these people that are like happy that you're there. Like, oh my God, we've been waiting for you, Sean. I'm glad you're here, you know?
So you said, you know, before you kind of avoid the dentist, now you're going back in, you trust these people. How do you feel that your teeth were all about to be taken out and then you'd be going home with no teeth that day? What was going through your head?
Yeah, I love the fact that you said you trust these people. I don't know if Sean agrees with me or not, but there was still no trusting anybody.
Really?
Right.
I trusted him at that point, for sure. I did.
I spoke too soon.
You had a meeting and they took some scans and some x-rays and, you know, and your next visit is to come in and, you know, take all your teeth out of your mouth, knock you out and take your teeth out of your mouth. So nothing's really changed as far. It's not like it was some revelation of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm cured, you know, because you don't know. You have no clue. You're just, it's the same, but you know you got to do something. And you may have felt more comfortable, but You don't know.
I was anxious and I was excited, and I just wanted to get it over and done with. And that's why, you know, getting them done in 24 hours is so important to me, because I didn't want a drawn out process. And I knew that, you know, based on the way that they had made me feel with the consultation and the smile appointment, everything, that I was in good hands. So I was anxious more than anything else. You know, the anesthesiologist was, being put to sleep was important to me, because I remember years ago having teeth pulled. And I got to tell you, that's not something I ever want to feel when I'm awake. You know, I could literally, I was saying earlier that I could scratch my tooth, you know, and it would break away with my fingernail. So I could only imagine what kind of trauma I'd have to go through if I were awake while they were trying to pull my teeth in that condition. So, and not to mention 90% of them were broken off and added or underneath the gum line. So I knew that oral surgery, they had to cut open the gums to get access to that 90% of the teeth that were in there. So there's no way I wanted to be awake for that. You know, it was very important for me to be put to sleep. Nobody should have to go through that agony of having teeth ripped out, especially 20 or 17 or 15 or however many of them all at once while you're awake. That's not something I wanted to put myself through. So being put to sleep was really important to me.
I was sitting there and they stuck that little needle, they put it right there in your arm, stuffing the guy was great, hit it on the first time, didn't hurt at all. And my doctor walks in and I'm talking to her. You're talking 9 o'clock in the morning. And I might have said 9 words to her. And the next thing I remember, I was waking up at home in my bed at like 6 or something, 7 o'clock. And still daylight outside. But I was waking up at home in my bed. I don't remember anything else. Not a single thing. So that was amazing for me, because that's how I wanted it, you know? So
did you feel any, you said you were asleep most of the time, but when you woke up and everything, like, did you feel any pain the night of, or even the morning of, before you came back to get your new teeth?
I didn't feel any pain. There was a little discomfort. You know, I mean, I probably had 17 teeth, the majority, not counting the broken ones. And they're all, you know, cracked, whatever, in bad shape, ground down, because I've grounded my teeth when I was a kid. I didn't feel any pain. I did feel probably a little discomfort because of everything that just happened. But I felt good enough by the time it was time to come back in at 4 o'clock that I was able to get dressed, put on a decent-looking shirt, and shoot a video with no teeth in my mouth. So that tells you it really wasn't painful, you know, after the fact. And they give you some meds and stuff, but the biggest thing is making sure that you're hydrated and, you know, you need to take your Tylenol or whatever. But I was pretty lucky. I didn't bruise or anything. So had some swelling, which is to be expected. I just had surgery. I don't know what a lot of people think, but, you know, I don't know if they think you shouldn't swell, you shouldn't bruise, you shouldn't have any kind of discomfort and stuff. It's a surgery.
Right.
Nowhere is there where somebody's going to come in and just yank all these things that are attached to you out of your mouth, out of an orifice in you. And it should just be like you went and bought a purse at Dillard's, you know? but I think all the bad stuff happens when you're asleep. That's what I think. And I'll take that every day. I'll take it every day. So, and I'm telling you, I was on every media platform there was wanting to, how long have you had your teeth? That's why whenever I post stuff, I always say 600 plus days, whatever, you know, just so people can have a time frame of, oh, he's had his for a while. Because in your brain, you're thinking, how long do these last? Is there anybody that's had them more than 2 weeks, you know, or 4 months or whatever, you know, what's going to happen next?
Right.
Because you don't know. And it's one of those things where you want you want to know, but there's just not a whole lot of information out there, or people aren't going to come forward because either they're embarrassed or you don't want to ask because you're embarrassed. So the trust thing wasn't really there, but maybe the comfortable, I felt comfortable with what was going to go on by what was explained and how they did their job. So other than that, I was ready. You know, I was ready for a change whenever once they took everything out, and then even whenever, before I went back, when I woke up the next morning, before I went to go get the prosthetic put in, for all you other people, the teeth, that's the prosthetic, the implants are what's up in your bone. Whenever I went to go get them put in, and I was thinking, I already felt a difference everywhere else in my body because those toxins from my rotted teeth weren't being released into my bloodstream. Mm-hmm. Never thought of that before. I was somewhere, and a guy said, I was sicker than a dog all the time. And he said, this one doctor said, have you ever thought that it might be your teeth? Never thought that. And I felt, ever since we've done the surgery and stuff, my life has totally been different, not due to my teeth, not 100% due to my teeth, but due to how well I feel now inside, you know,
right.
Which I would have never in my wildest dreams guessed, but that's why I'm not a doctor. So
we'll have our guests address specific questions you have about today's topic straight from the Nuvia SmileMaker Club Facebook community. Vasquez says, how does it feel when you get your teeth put in? Does it hurt or feel uncomfortable?
I didn't feel any pain when they put my teeth in after surgery. Honestly, it was a little uncomfortable. The only thing that I can remember being uncomfortable with a little bit was that, you know, you had new implants put in and they're screwing on the prosthesis. You can not feel it's not a pain, but you can hear like the mechanics, I guess you could say, of the ratchet and them like screwing the prosthesis in. And that was like, you can hear it like all through your head. So it was kind of an odd feeling, but yeah, there was no pain at all. No. It was just like an uncomfortable, little bit of a uneasy feeling at first, but it lasts like 10 minutes and it's over.
Yeah. In the whole process, it's 10 minutes, not 10 minutes per each one. I mean,
right,
it seems like it's like an hour when you're listening to it in your head, but it's pretty quick. Yeah. The pain, I'm not getting there. Honestly, all the pain must happen when I was sleeping. Like I said before, the next day I didn't have any issues, no pain, just a little discomfort because I'm swollen, you know, things are different in my mouth. Then I go, they put the teeth in, and the prosthetic in the teeth, and we did a video. If there was pain, I certainly wouldn't be doing videos. They even did a video at Nuvia where I take the little camera, the mirror, and it was fantastic. The biggest part, which a lot of people don't know, is I had some discomfort on about day 6, 7. Didn't know, it just kept on. And as long as I took the pain medicine, the pills that they gave me, or the Tylenol, it would help a little bit, or I iced. And I called, and Nuvia said, come on in. Even though it wasn't my 2 weeks yet, they said, come on in. And that's why I tell people, if you're having issues, call them.
How long did you have any, I know Ricky said he had a little bit of swelling, not much bruising, but how was that for you, and how long did the discomfort last?
You know, the discomfort didn't even come for me until probably the third day-ish or so. And I hadn't started taking, you know, the actual narcotic pain medication yet. And that's kind of when I said, you know, maybe I might want to try to take a little bit. Because it's always better to stay ahead of the pain than try to deal with it and get rid of it. It's better to stay ahead of it. And that was my thought process. So about day 3, I started taking the narcotic medication a couple times a day. And you know, when I noticed it started to kind of subside was around day 10 a little bit. You're just like, okay, I'm done with the discomfort. And then next thing you know, it's gone. So it's like, it was not difficult. It's very manageable. You have an invasive surgery. You're having all your teeth ripped out. You're having your gums ripped open. And although you're not going to feel there's no nerves in your bones. So it's not like a bone pain, like you broke a bone or anything.
Right.
It's like a soft tissue pain or discomfort. So, you know, it's very manageable, especially with medication. And, you know, I always tell everybody just stay hydrated and nourished. And, you know, it's very manageable, very little discomfort. Everybody's different, though.
That's great.
I can't speak for everybody. There are some people that might have a little more discomfort than others. But no matter what level of discomfort people are having, whether it's minimal, moderate, or extensive, which is very rare, they all heal very well. And they're all happy with, you know, what they've gotten that I've noticed. And when people are having some troubles with the discomfort, that's what the Small Maker Club is for. You know, hey, how did you deal with this when you were experiencing this? And there's a lot of different resources for people to reach out and say, oh, yeah, we'll just rinse with some salt water, or go ahead and try 20 minutes of heat instead of cold. You know, different people's experiences. And you can read that on the Small Maker or get that advice from the Small Maker group. And that really will help out a lot, too, to ease any type of discomforts anybody is having.
Kathleen said, after your surgery and you go home, do you set your alarm every 20 minutes for icing on and off? And did you eat anything like a smoothie when all the teeth were out?
Absolutely. Indulge in the smoothies while you're awake, but use a spoon or sip on them. And you know what? You don't have to do 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 20 minutes on, like consistently and with repetition. Honestly, just stay hydrated, stay nourished, and sleep. Sleeping is great. Sleeping and rest and being comfortable will help you heal. As long as you're hydrated and you're nourished, go ahead and get that sleep. Don't worry about it. You can get your ice, let it freeze for 2 hours while you sleep, and go back to it when you wake up. Perfectly fine.
Yeah, I agree. I had one of those deals that wrapped around your face. That baby might stay on there for an hour. I didn't do no 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. I put it on there. If I fell asleep during the process, I might wake up and one of them might be over there somewhere, you know, like if you had dentures, it would be over there somewhere. But, you know, I wasn't really concerned much about setting an alarm and waking up. If you're sleeping, your body's letting you heal. Your body's saying you need this. So don't wake yourself up, because it doesn't help you at all. So, just like Sean said, Kathleen, hydrate. If you feel any discomfort, take your pain medicine, but sleep is good. And like I said, I never went by the 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off. People can do whatever they feel comfortable with, but it didn't do anything. I enjoyed sleeping.
Precious said, considering implants, but haven't done a consultation yet because I'm scared I won't be able to afford it. How does paying for these go?
You know, if you really want to know about how much dental implants cost, there is a price guide that you can get. And that's in the description below.
Even if you're looking at the cost guide and you're wondering, go get your free consultation. You don't get a whole lot of things in this world for free. I remember I got free spankings and I got grounded for free. So this might have been one of the third things in my life that I ever got for free. Let them tell you what you need and then you make an informed decision. Don't just go off of some numbers that somebody told you or that you see or you think you can fly to another country to get it done cheaper. Why? Let's get it done right. Quality is really important, and that's what Nuvia gives you. You can afford what you want to. I don't care how much it costs. You can figure out how to afford it. You know, ask for help. Do something different in your life. You know, because it's not going to get any better and it ain't going to get any cheaper.
So what did it feel like coming back in 24 hours after your surgery and getting your new smile?
Well, I saw Sean before, his pictures before, and then I saw his pictures after, and I was like, he's a handsome dude. Holy smoke.
Likewise, Ricky. Likewise. Thank you for the compliment. Hey, it's like being born into a whole new world. It really is, because, you know, I was always surviving rather than living life before. You don't Correct. Live life happy when you're dying in pain all the time. You just don't. You just don't.
Or ashamed,
you know, have reservations against yourself. You know, we're our own worst critic. You know, even if somebody isn't thinking badly of you because you're talking to them with a horrible smile or horrible breath, you're thinking that they are is enough to make you, to beat you down, and to live that life every day over and over and over again, beating yourself down, thinking others are judging and profound, is a horrible way to live. It's not living, it's surviving. And I didn't Correct. Want to just survive. I wanted to feel what it felt like to live life a little. And it's so hard to live life when, one, you can't be yourself, two, you're in pain, you're miserable all the time, and you're struggling because you're not happy. And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, when they say you're born again, you know, when you get baptized and you see the world in color, and it's like waking up into a new day. You know, all the pain's gone, everything's gone. You learn how to be yourself, and you learn how to embrace the happiness that you are supposed to feel in life. And that is priceless. That's such a wonderful feeling. And to be able to live life and enjoy the peace and happiness that comes along with not being in miserable dental pain is a wonderful feeling. And it's just every single day after getting new teeth and a new smile, you get to feel that. It's like a whole new lease on life, really. It allows you to feel what life is supposed to feel like.
Wow. True.
And everyone deserves that.
Yes. Everybody deserves that.
Everyone deserves that, man.
You want to feel happy, you deserve to feel happy. And if getting a new smile can make you happy, then go for it. Do it. It matters. And it will make a difference in your life. I know it because I've seen it. Thousands of people on our Smile Maker Club. I feel it inside in myself. I see it with my friends that have gone to Nubia and gotten their new smile. I can see the change in people every day that I'm online, every day that I live my life. It's firsthand. I could see it with other. It's just, it's wonderful. And there is living without a smile, living in misery, and living not feeling the happiness you should feel is no way to live life. And I know that now because I can smile now.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. Ricky, earlier, you know, I brought up the trust thing, and you were like, even going to surgery, you know, didn't really trust it. But like, whenever you did see your smile for the first time, like, were you like, okay, they did the job? Or like, when did that kind of trust kind of sink in?
So when I saw my smile,
for the first time,
I'm not going to shed a few tears. And, you know, it was, and then once I realized that there was more to it than just the implants, because there was, it was about your overall health, because your dental health affects so much. You know, it's one of those things, like, even as I went on, and it was a month, 4 months, 5, 6, and I'm waiting to get the implants put in. Mine was a little bit longer due to either my schedule or their schedule. But you still have those lingering doubts up here, because we're all human, you know, whether it's a relationship with somebody, you learn everything from your past. You know, so right. You still have, whether it's a vehicle that you're driving and it's broken down on you several times, you know, and you go to get in, you're going, please get me here, you know. You don't know. You don't know anything right. about these. You know that they're in there, they're working, you look pretty darn good, but you're just hoping, you know, in every day that passes, you know, you're going, okay, does this feel different? I feel something strange here, you know, and it could be anything. It could be you didn't drink enough water, so, you know, your body contracts or expands due to water intake, things like that. Could be you ate the wrong thing. Could be you got a sinus infection, whatever it is. But the first thing that you think about is your teeth. And, you know, so it's like each day that passes, you get more and more comfortable and more confident in them. But every day that passes, and like I said, I'm well over 600, and I'm just like, in day-to-day life, I don't even think about them, you know, at all. Hopefully, I added so many years to my life. You know, I hated getting up every morning. And when I mean morning, I'm talking 1, 2 o'clock. And I'm in the bathroom on my knees just throwing up for no reason at all. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And we're talking for years. And after the teeth were all done and everything, my body started healing quickly. Not my mouth, my body. And, you know, the only time I might have, since in the 600 days, I might have gotten sick twice, and it wasn't due to the toxins being released into my bloodstream from my rotting mouth.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling to be able to just feel like you have natural teeth again. You can brush them like a normal person. You don't have to take them out and clean them every night and put them on the side of your bed. No, you sleep with them.
Right.
You sleep with them. You talk to people. You smile. They stay there. You brush them like a normal person.
Right.
It feels great to be normal, you know?
They're in here. Like, and people all read things on social media, and they'll be like, sometimes they overthink. Stop thinking about it and just live life. You know, if you got to do this, you're blessed. And just take care of them and live life, because we're only here for so long. You've waited this long, and here's the cost, and here's the pain, you know, or the discomfort, or whatever it is that you're afraid of, your fears, your anxieties. And you're just like, some people choose to, I'm just going to live the rest of my life like this. And luckily, there's Nuvia, because I would have never thought in my wildest dreams that you could put something in my mouth, and 600 plus days later, it's like I don't even think about them being implants.
You mentioned costs, and I do want to point out that there is a guide out there that covers what dental implants could cost you. And if you want to download that cost guide, you can actually do that in the description below. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.